MTD Radio News, I'm Blake Ovard. The U.S. Department of Justice has filed a federal lawsuit accusing Democrat New Mexico Secretary of State Maggie Toulouse Oliver of unlawfully withholding the state's voter registration list, a move the DOJ officials say obstructs federal election integrity oversight. Toulouse Oliver is seeking election in a crowded primary for lieutenant governor. According to the complaint filed on December 2nd, the DOJ demanded the statewide voter registration list as part of an investigation into whether New Mexico is complying with federal voter list maintenance law. If the court sides with the DOJ, the ruling could force New Mexico to immediately turn over the entire voter roll. Information federal officials say is necessary to determine whether the state is adequately removing ineligible voters and maintaining accurate lists. And the New Mexico State Supreme Court on Tuesday dismissed a lawsuit challenging Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham's use of the line item veto during this fall's special legislative session. All five justices agreed to deny the petition, issuing a brief order that offered no explanation for the decision. The complaint was filed in October by Duke Rodriguez, a former state cabinet secretary and cannabis industry executive who has said he is weighing a Republican bid for governor in 2026. Rodriguez sought to invalidate several vetoes the governor made in a spending measure approved during the October special session, which lawmakers convened to address federal funding reductions. And the New Mexico Economic Development Department committed nearly $1 million last month to help seven New Mexico companies train workers through the state's Job Training Incentive Program. General Airframe Support, Inc. in Roswell was one of those companies with two trainees at an hourly average wage of $64 for a total of $92,820. General Airframe specializes in supporting commercial and military aircraft with a range of services, including airframe maintenance, modifications, and inspections. And that's the way it is. I'm Blake Ovard. This is MTD Radio News.